Good morning, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by Flannery Auto Mall, east of downtown Bad Axe. You'll find more choices at Flannery Auto Mall of Bad Axe. In the aftermath of an attack at Temple Israel in West Bloomfield Township, staff members at a nearby cafe quickly stepped in to help those affected. As police cars, fire trucks, and ambulances rushed to the synagogue following the incident, workers at Soul Cafe, located just a few blocks away, began preparing food for families and first responders in the area. Inside the cafe, employees shifted into action as the situation unfolded. With the lunch rush ending and the pizza oven still hot, staff began baking pizzas, including cheese, mushroom, and margarita, while also gathering drinks and pastries to distribute to those impacted by the incident. Workers removed items from the cafe's pastry display and placed them with bottled drinks before loading food and supplies onto a cart. We had staff. We had time. We had to do something. And we knew there was a need, said Zeb Verselli, the cafe's 26-year-old chef. The food was later delivered to the nearby Shenandoah Country Club, where families were being reunited with children who had been relocated from Temple Israel's earlier childhood learning center. Soul Cafe operates as part of the Friendship Circle, a West Bloomfield nonprofit that provides support and services for individuals with disabilities and their families. The organization assists roughly 3,000 people, and some of the cafe's employees themselves have special needs. In addition to the pizzas, staff also baked chocolate chip cookies and prepared drinks for those gathering nearby. "We did what we could, fast," Verselli said. "There wasn't much discussion about what to do. It just happened." Later in the afternoon, Rabbi Benny Greenwald, director of the Daniel B. Sobel Friendship House, another program within Friendship Circle that supports individuals in recovery from substance use, returned to the now-empty supply cart to the cafe after helping distribute the food. Greenwald said that in the wake of such a frightening event, small acts of compassion can make a difference. "The investigators will do their work, and the justice system will do its part," he said. "For the rest of us, it's about adding goodness and kindness wherever we can." Greenwald said he hoped the simple gesture of providing food helped bring comfort to families and first responders during dealing with the shock of the incident. "Unfortunately, the Jewish community is familiar with persecution," he said, "but we are resilient and we believe that kindness and love ultimately prevail. A little light can push back the darkness." And students, teachers, and staff in the Reese School District are anxiously watching the weather, hoping for no more snow days. The state only allows districts to close for 6 days, and the district had closed for 7 days because of the weather. "We built in a make-up snow day on April 6th, explained Superintendent Jordan Ackerman, noting that extra day had to be used. "If the district has to close again, it will have to submit a waiver asking the state to forgive 3 days. If the district has to close again, additional days could be added to the end of the school year to have the required instructional time." When we come back after this Flannery Auto Mall sponsor message, we'll continue with our local news.
For over 85 years, families across the Thumb have trusted Flannery Auto Mall in Bad Axe. Because around here, your name and your reputation still matter. 4 generations later, we're still doing business the same way. Honest, local, and customer first. Looking for your next ride? Check out our huge Car Bravo inventory. Every Car Bravo vehicle is fully inspected, and many include a 6-month or 6,000-mile bumper-to-bumper limited warranty. Plus, great low-interest financing. We're paying top dollar for trade-ins too. Bring your vehicle in and find out why people all over the Thumb say, you gotta go to Flannery. In service, from oil changes and tires to full diagnostics, our GM factory trained techs keep your vehicle running like new. In the body shop, from dents to full collision repair, we deliver quality work that lasts, and we replace windshields too. Sales, service, tires, and bodywork. Everything you need all under one roof. Come see why your neighbors have trusted Flannery Auto Mall for over 85 years. Just 1 mile east of downtown Bad Axe, Flannery Auto Mall, a name built on trust right here in the Thumb.
While shopping downtown Bad Axe, don't forget to stop by Flannery Auto Mall, Buckley Shoes, Ayers Home Furnishings, and Murphy's Bakery and Catering Connection.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy, and continuing with our local news, authorities say a reported bomb threat at a Walmart in Roscommon County prompted a large emergency response Thursday, but was ultimately determined to be unfounded. Emergency dispatchers received a report around 11:20 a.m. on March 12th about a possible explosive device at the Walmart Supercenter on West Houghton Lake Drive in Denton Township. The tip was reported through the FBI's national tip line, according to officials. Law enforcement quickly responded to the scene, including troopers from Michigan State Police, deputies from Roscommon County Sheriff's Office, and officers from the Denton Township Police Department. The store was evacuated as a precaution while authorities secured the area. Fire departments from Denton and Roscommon Townships also assisted at the scene during the response. During the investigation, nearby schools were temporarily placed in secure mode, meaning buildings were locked while activities inside continued. Michigan State Police Explosive Detection Canine Units searched the building but did not locate any explosive devices or evidence of a credible threat. Authorities cleared the scene shortly after 3:15 p.m., allowing the store to reopen. Officials later thanked the public for their patience and cooperation during the investigation. And that's been your local and regional news, which you can get from anywhere, anytime, as with your obituaries and weather, right here on thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy. And that news update was brought to you by Flannery Auto Mall, east of downtown Bad Axe. You'll find more choices at Flannery Auto Mall of Bad Axe.